Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, friends. That article, by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com, all these articles that I'm highlighting right now are all available to you on, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, okay? I just want to remind you, America, they are indicting the good people, not the bad people, okay? All this is taking place in Washington, D.C. right now is nothing but smoke and mirrors. It's just there to divert you. Again, I just lay to your candor. Who's been indicted concerning all the scandals over the last, 20, 30 years in this country? It's all there, folks. These are the same people that are getting caught in scandals 30 and 40 years later in government. And by the way, I did a show during the week here showing you that they're not working for you. They're working for special interest groups without a shadow of a doubt. They're telling you this. And so if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. Okay? And just for the record, this isn't an overthrow of government. This is an overthrow of corruption. And if the good guys were concerned about the overthrow of corruption and preservation of we the people in this country, then let me ask you something. Why are they feigning themselves as the good guys while they're taking down the good guys? You better make distinction between who the right is and who the wrong is. And how do you do that? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Read God's Torah. Read His moral law. We have the Mosaic Institution called common law in this country. It's all based on, guess what, the Ten Commandments. Every preamble starts out acknowledging, guess who, friends? My daddy, like it or not. Let us not repeat history and learn the hard way, friends. Our children don't deserve this. Our children just don't deserve what's happening in this country. Last thing I was highlighting was David David Rezalada, political theater, Trump versus the left, and the unnoticed approach of the police state. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You should see, folks, if you're paying attention and you don't have your head in the sand, you can't but notice the corruption taking place and the empowerment of government to continuously, folks, assail the people that they are to serve. It's craziness. It's absolutely craziness as to what's going on in this country. I think that was pretty good. I think it was pretty sound as to what we're highlighting here, friends. I want to go back over to this because I just did an article on the 14th, 2 days ago, time to hold government individuals and agencies accountable for those killed, injured during shootings in gun-free zones, countering, friends, what the Supreme Court said. The Supreme Court, folks, unconstitutionally and illegally through arbitrary oligarchy, friends, said that the victims of Sandy Hook can now sue the gun manufacturers. And also keep in mind, at the same swat of the brush, friends, also keep in mind, William Barr is trying to convince the good guys, the Republicans, for gun registration behind your backs, behind all of the smoke and mirrors. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I try to cover as much as I can throughout the week. And I don't even barely touch it. It's the tip of the iceberg, what I can get to. This all stops when the American people say, that's enough. And enough is enough. Since 1950... 94% of mass public shootings in the United States, I want you to listen carefully. This will convert anybody that's an anti-gunner. 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones since 1950. 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones. We were on tour doing high school assemblies. I believe we were in Missouri at a Ponderosa. I remember it said, we reserve the right, no guns in here, so on and so forth. You know, with the big slash over the top of a gun. I walked inside. There was a teenage girl working behind the cash register. We were going to get something to eat. I said, do you have any idea what you're telling criminals? This little girl had enough common sense, as do others, when she said, yeah, we're telling the criminals to come in here and rob us. I said, that's exactly right. That's exactly what you're doing. Wow. Wow. A man with a gun. Hang on a second, friends. Live radio, okay? Vladimir Lenin. I just want to give you the quote exactly as to what this devil said. One man with a gun can control 100. One man with a gun can control 100 without one, said Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary. And that's at what's play here, friends, in America today. Remember, one of the dictators over there said that we won't even have to pull the trigger to take down America? Oh, my goodness. We have a lot of people that fiend themselves, counterfeit themselves as being the good guys in this country that have sold you down the river. They sold their soul. I don't want them to sell us down the river with them, friends, period. 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones, according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. You know, when you look at Luke 11:21, here, let me just go there because I'll give you the whole of it verbatim, because there's two scriptures I want to highlight really quick, because there's idiots out there, and they are idiots, that want you to believe that, you know, there's no reason we need a gun. No, there are liberty's teeth. Our forefathers established it. I do a whole show on this. Quote after quote after quote after quote from our forefathers as to why they armed their constituents. Now, folks, government today is trying to do the exact opposite. They're trying to strip you of what our forefathers established. Okay, when you go to Luke 11 and you go to verse 21. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Verse 21. I'm going there right now. Forgive me. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Is that not common sense? Yeah, it is, right? Verse 22, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. That's right. When one stronger than him, maybe this explains to us Americans as to why governments, what you've been led to believe is American government, which runs contrary and in contrast to who we as people are in this country. Maybe this explains why, I don't know, the IRS is arming themselves and the DHS is arming themselves and the VA is arming themselves. Whoa, really? Yeah, that's really happening today in America. Why would they need to be armed? I mean, this is craziness. This is an extension of we the people, right? When you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, how do you control a people? Well, that's all you have to do is read the Bible, because it will share with you as to how you control a people. Okay, the children of Israel were oppressed by who? The Philistines. And the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 13:22, so it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were oppressed by the Philistines. That were oppressed by the Philistines. What's happening, folks? They're trying to disarm you, to further enslave you, to control you by force. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Still waiting for all those opposers. I see them pop up on our live chat. Got the call-in number. Man, they're so right, they failed to call in and correct me for me lying to the American people. 1-866-582-9933. The Second Amendment of the United States of America reads, a well-regulated militia, you are the militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. If anybody knows or takes the time to read the U.S. Constitution or the seedbed, which is the Declaration of Independence, our forefathers were armed for the very reason of throwing off tyranny. Okay? That was the reason. It wasn't for deer hunting, friends. Think. We're talking about time to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those that are killed, injured during shootings in gun-free zones, incrementally stripping the American people of their right to bear arms. Now, just hang on with me. You're going to get indignant here in just a moment, okay? The Supreme Court recently said that the victims of Sandy Hook, again, keep in mind there's 1,000 questions around Sandy Hook still, okay? But the Supreme Court said that Sandy Hook, we knew it would come back into play sooner or later, because there's nothing in politics that happens that's not first planned. And keep in mind, I didn't say that. Roosevelt said that back in the 30s. But also keep in mind, friends, that the Supreme Court, most people that believe that they're God, which they are not, sit during good behavior. If they don't sit during good behavior, you remove them, Article 3, Section 1. They said, listen carefully, that the victims can sue the manufacturers of guns. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures or kills him, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Of course not. But the Supreme Court wants you to believe that they can just rule arbitrarily. Their job is to discover and apply law, not to create it, not to act as the activist or legislator. Okay? If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing someone with it, are the manufacturers somehow responsible for the crimes committed? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Are they to be held liable for what the man chose to do? Absolutely not. No more than should gun manufacturers be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. But again, this is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe to be the case. It's not law. It's not law, friends. Again, it can have the color of law. It can smell like law. It can taste like law. But it's not law. And the only reason you believe that they're law, friends, is because they have a black robe on. And you've been led to believe that they're the good guys. No, these are the ones that have been destroying this country for decades in this country, friends. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines arbitrary as an adjective. Latin, arbitrarius. Depending on will or discretion. In other words, whatever they decided to be, not governed by any fixed rules, whatever they decided to be, as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment, whatever they think the punishment should be, according to them in their wicked hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? They want you to believe that they're the law. Folks, did you know that judges sit in the place of divine? When they discover God's moral law and apply, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteousness, that is sitting in the place of the divine. That's not what they're doing. They're sitting in the place of their father, the one that perverts laws, that hates laws, that creates disorder. Okay? He wants hell on earth. And the way that you allow hell on earth is when you refuse to obey God's commandments. Period. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment. Webster's 1828 dictionary, arbitrary. The arbitrary powers, listen carefully, is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused by licentiousness. What's happening in America today, friends? Oh, this is from 1828. Is it happening today? Oh, you know it is. Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. Hey, folks, I want to say this. When the courts blame the manufacturers for the crimes committed by the criminals, this is like blaming the manufacturers of forks and spoons for people being obese. That's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? But this is what they want you to accept. And I want to say this too. Numbers 32:23 says our sin is finding us out. It's really a sad day in America, but we're doing this to ourselves. We truly are. Okay. Furthermore, let me ask you, how can the act be apart from the actor? He can't. The one that pulled the trigger. Hey, when you go into prisons, do you see the guns laying in the cells? Or the people that chose to commit the crime sitting in the cells? Which, by the way, if they murder, then you're supposed to hang them publicly. We don't want to do it God's way, and then we settle for man's way. And then what we do is we give them three strikes. We let them. We encourage them. We allow our correctional institutions that are making $64 billion a year to make money by saying, no, just go ahead. You can do it a couple more times. But the third crime that you commit, we're going to really give it to you. Well, wait until it's one of their family members that gets killed by somebody. And I'll tell you what, then you'll see the whole court system change. The correctional institutions mean what it says. Right? An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, blow for a blow, wound for a wound, death for death, friends. You kill someone, we teach men the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, by, you know what we used to do in this country? We used to hang them publicly. Now what do they do? The very people that advocate for the murder of the innocent in the womb say it's cruel and unusual punishment to kill someone that murders. No, it's just like Barabbas when he was set free by the Herodians and the religious hypocrites of the day when they said, we have no king but King Jesus. They wanted a murderer to be put in the place, set the murderer free, but give us Jesus who is innocent and let's crucify him. Oh my gosh. And boy, oh boy, did they get it. Did they get a recompense? Oh, not a good place to put yourself. Let me ask you another sincere question, and I love this. I want you to think about what I'm going to ask you next. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? I want to ask you that again. A sincere question. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he did not. Matter of fact, the Lord blamed Cain for killing Abel, and the curse was the consequence upon the life of Abel, and rightly so. Read Genesis 4:1-16. Again, I ask you, did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he didn't. Matter of fact, you don't even know what sort of weapon he used. Isn't that interesting? This is how screwed up in the head these reprobates that mean to rule your lives are. Folks, they can't even take care of themselves, and they want to rule your lives? Oh my goodness, I totally forgot about this. This is craziness. This is just crazy. Did you just see this? It was just today this came out this morning, and it was no surprise to me whatsoever. But did you see this said representative out of Texas, State Rep Pancho Navarez, caught on camera dropping cocaine at the airport? This is the same thing Mitch McConnell's doing, by the way. He was busted transporting 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-law's ship called the Ping Mei, and you didn't hear a word about it. These are the ones that want to rule your life, friends. I just said to you, just today in Texas, State Rep Pancho Navarez is caught on camera dropping cocaine at the airport. You know what he said he was going to do? He wasn't going to run for another term. He's got an addiction problem, and he needs treatment. Hey, America, this is a felony. Is there a special set of laws for these representatives? No, they're harsher, not leaner. Okay? They're harsher. You know how the whole news piece was set? To feel sorry for the state rep Pancho Navarez, who was caught on camera dropping cocaine at an airport. They wanted you to feel sorry for the fact that he couldn't help himself. I got a question for you. What happens when a punk kid watches a movie and then he goes out and acts out what he was just taught by Hollywood concerning drug dealing? He goes to prison for a long time, doesn't he? Folks, these people are demigods because you put them there. Hey, Americans, these people act above the law because you allow them to do so. They set the whole piece as to getting the American people by playing their sympathies to feel sorry for him and that he needed, friends, that he needed help. What would have happened if this would have been you? And these are the people that want to dictate you and what you do in your life. These are the people coming up with arbitrary laws to convict innocent people, the ones that are being busted for their crimes. I can almost bet you, friends, Pancho Navarez is an anti-drugger. And you better know it goes a lot deeper than just him being busted at the airport. No, he's only sorry now because he got caught. Yeah, he wasn't sorry before he got caught. And the fact of the matter is these are the people that want to dictate your lives. The same thing with McConnell, and the list goes on and on and on. I'll highlight something when I get back here. They had a drag queen come into Congress to entertain your representatives this last week, and they thought it was cute.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project and Nike in a story and video appearing on the New York Times website. Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Time to hold government, individuals, and agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Come on, folks. Since 1950, 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones. They're illegal. They're null and void according to the Constitution. You know, they did in Kennesaw, Georgia. They'd actually required, it wasn't law, it was a requirement. By the way, when you see signs that say required when you're driving down the highway, the highway patrol posts something that's required, just keep in mind requirement is not law, for the record. And I don't mean to take away the good from that requirement, if it be good indeed. But I just want to say that it's interesting that when you begin to go back to Kennesaw, Georgia, the city required their citizens, their constituents, the people that they work for in that city, to own a gun. They only had one crime in 12 years, and it was from an outside criminal. I have a documentary called My War. It's on that. You can actually pick it up if you'd like to on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and you can find My War. You're going to love that documentary. It aired across the United States of America for 42 weeks. But what was interesting to note is the camera crew, the news crew, went to a prison outside of Kennesaw, Georgia, where it was required that citizens in that little town of Kennesaw actually own guns. They asked the criminals, a whole group of them, why is it that you never robbed Kennesaw, Georgia? And they said that we knew that Kennesaw, Georgia was armed. Again, common sense comes into play. Isn't it interesting? The government wants to convince you that guns are bad in your hands, but it's okay to have in their armed security details hands, isn't it? And keep in mind, friends, they're your employees. This is a usurpation of authority. What they're saying to you is, we don't work for you. We work for somebody else. We work for ourselves, so they think. Oh, little do they know of history. You're being set up for the fall. Useful idiot is what you are. But I want to get back on track here because I was just talking about how arbitrary government is not American government. We're ruled by law, not by the opinion of some unelected activist that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. Read Luke 22, verse 48. That's exactly what they are. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters, to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Arbitrary government, friends. Oligarchy means where few rule over many. That's what's happening today. Okay? And by the way, even if you have 99% of the American people saying that they're in favor of something that contradicts our constitutional law, we're still ruled by law. I don't care what they say they want. We're ruled by law. It's like the Medes and the Persians. Our laws change not. They endure forever. Okay? And in the spirit, it's always perpetual. God's moral law is always at play. Okay, it's always at work. So either we're going to meet God on his terms, we're going to kiss the Son, or what's the other part of that in Psalm 2? Lest he be angry. And it's not a good place to put ourselves there, friends. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Psalm 97. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love righteousness. Okay? So what we're seeing today in America is whole. What the courts are attempting to do in this country, friends, is contradict what our forefathers established concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. That's what we're talking about right now, particularly. Okay? Just for the record. I want you to think of this for a moment, because you're going to get mad. And then I got some good news at the end of the day, because there's people across the country that are wide awake. Hey, folks, just like I said yesterday, and it comes to my aid now, the more Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, the Bible says the more they multiplied. And it's exactly what's happening in this country today. The more tyrants oppress and afflict the people, righteous people, by the way, not slaves, not those that live in their sin, who are going to die in their sin. No, I'm talking about the children of God. The more we're multiplying. Let their cruelties swell our ranks. And I'm talking, again, standing against tyranny. I'm not talking about standing against American government. I'm talking about standing against corruption, just like the others that are being indicted wrongfully in America today. Just ask them. Okay? I want you to think of this for a moment with me. The president is protected with guns. Oh, my gosh. I mean, people treat him like he's a king. You go back into the 50s, friends, you could see Mr. Harry Truman walking down the streets shaking hands with his constituents. He had two armed guards. Now they have an whole entourage of them. Why? Because they're not working for you. If they were truly working for you people, they wouldn't need to arm them in such a fashion. They're treated like kings, and there's no title of nobility found in the Constitution. Well, it doesn't matter if it's there or not. That's what the worshipers of this current administration and the past administration have done. Or at least that's how they put it up to be, right? Think about this. The Congress is protected with guns. Who is Congress? They're your voice. They work for you. They're your representatives. Why are they protected with guns? Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. These devilish celebrities are protected with guns. Just think about that. Yet we allow these that have been delegated authority from we the people, that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." I want you to think about that. These are the same people that have guns in armed security detail around them all day long, all night long. Friends, they have the audacity to call them representatives of we the people, and then they create policy which follows law, which is null and void because it's un-American, to post a sign that says in front of the schools across America, if you're foolish enough to have your kid in one, this is a gun-free zone. It shows you what's more important to the American people, does it not? And the irony is that the victims are to then call someone with a gun if there's an emergency. I mean, how stupid do you want me to get here, friends? Because this is what you're putting up with. These in government that work for We the People would have you believe that somehow or another they have delegated authority to strip their employers, you and me, from their God-given right to keep and bear arms. I want you to think, Americans. Think. This is why you have so many governors across the United States of America that are jamming in bills where they create these really appealing names to the people. Like, how couldn't we pass that bill? Where they jam pork into the bill, which means they throw these little secrets in there that they want to extract from the bill that Congress and representatives will approve of. And by the way, you're thinking that it's a good thing when in fact, when you look at their pork, you're going to find out it's not good at all. Trying to create red flag laws throughout the United States. Folks, as I've said before and I say again, concerning corruption, let me be clear. I've made myself clear since day one. Either you're going to judge righteously the wicked, or the wicked are going to condemn you unrighteously. Either you deal with corruption, Article 2, Section 4, or you're going to be disarmed. There's just no other way around it. I want a reformation, not a revolution. The bad guys are the ones that are pushing for domestic insurrection, friends. They're the ones that are pushing for a revolution. Now, all communists, that's what they do. There's a righteous way of doing this, too. We can look at the blueprint concerning our father through our founding forefathers. But here's the good news. You ready for this? The good news is that there are people that are thinking. There's a lot of people out there thinking, too, by the way. Now, according to ThePocTimes.com, a Michigan state lawmaker just introduced newly legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises. And it's a promising proposal, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott Jr. This also applies to free speech. This also applies across the board. I want to say, in comparison to what we're highlighting right here, folks, I've talked to several attorneys, and what we need good attorneys in this country because we don't have very many of them, let me tell you. And I can't stand working with the jokers, and there's a reason that Jesus woed these clowns. He cursed them. Because they want to work on their time, they want to work on your dime, they want to get what done, they want to get done, when they get it done, and you better put up with it or else you can find other representation. They want you to believe that somehow that's representation. But I want to say this concerning big tech companies, because I brought this to attorneys. Why is it that the American people can't sue their representatives for not enforcing the laws? That's what they were put in office to do, starting with Donald Trump. They're not enforcing the laws that they promised to uphold. Why is it that I have to get an attorney and go after big tech companies? I just heard an attorney the other day said that they're above the law. No, they're above the law if you let them think that they're above the law. No one in this country, not the President of the United States of America, not the Supreme Court, not the judicial branch, not the legislature branch, not a one of them is above the law. Not a one of them. They can think that they're above the law. You can think that they're above the law, but they're not. They're going to be judged just like the rest of us. And every knee's going to bow that Jesus Christ is Lord, like it or not. Period. The representatives need to be held accountable here, friends, because attorneys are making a whole lot of money off the ignorance of the American people. I'm going to come back to this, but this guy, he's onto something, and I'm really happy to see that he is. And this needs to go across the boards, because you need to take their game and shove it right back down their unlawful, tyrannical throats. Going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. One more segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back. Final segment. I got to finish this up. We are talking about time to hold government, individuals, agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. I want people to be real clear about this because people get a weird taste in their mouth. Folks, it's not them, the government, and we, the people. Just so you know. The preamble of the U.S. Constitution starts out with, we the people. We the people are the government. When we see corruption, that is what we tolerate if we fail to deal with it. My show is based on righting the wrongs. I seek justice. The Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. Let water run down like righteousness, like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. King David, that's Amos. King David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have forgotten thy law. Who was King David? He was set as a light to establish judgments upon corruption. That's what the church does. That's why the lawless one hates him, and his sons and daughters just hate our guts. Oh, well. Seriously, I feel like Elijah on the mount making fun of him on Mount Carmel. I heard a preacher once say he was in the flesh. No, he was not in the flesh. Was the Bible in the flesh? That's ridiculous, right? But anyways, let's get to the end of this. And then I'm going to let my bride, my most awesome bride, take over for a couple minutes here. I was just highlighting the fact that the president and Congress, governors, courts, banks, factories, jewelry stores, sports events, celebrities are, they want you to believe they're celebrities. They're all protected with guns, but your kids get this is a gun-free zone, and then there's mass murder. Okay, and I was just highlighting the fact that there are people that are thinking, according to thepoctimes.com, a Michigan state lawyer, lawmaker, newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies, those that work for We the People, and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises. And it's a promising proposal, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lotz, Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. By the way, that contradicts eyewitness accounts. I just wanted you to know that. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. I mean, this is crazy. You're welcoming criminals inside who don't ask for permission to obey the law. Okay? Now, because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative in St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976 on September 17th. Both measures had been referred to that chamber's Judiciary Committee. The first bill would strip governmental agencies of immunity from civil lawsuits for incidents occurring in a gun-free or weapon-free zone. This is all proper. This is all correct, according to law. This is lawful, friends. The second bill makes the owner or occupier of a real estate who forbids such weapons responsible for the safety of an individual who enters that zone. Hey, folks, the Second Amendment doesn't stop when we walk into a building. Okay, that's ridiculous. Such an individual, partnership, corporation, association, governmental entity, or legal entity would be liable in a civil action for damages that result from injuries that an individual sustains in the gun-free or weapon-free zone if the person failed to provide adequate security in the gun-free or weapon-free zone. Now these guys are walking into movie theaters and shooting them up. Why? They say you can't carry a gun in here. Where do the criminals go? Where they know people are disarmed. Common sense comes into place. I'm going to end it with this. Victor Hugo said, he was a former judge, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who has caused the darkness. I want to say it again. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. Who's turning the lights out, friends, more than tyrants in America that fiend themselves as representatives of We the People? Nobody. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. Who's responsible for the darkness, friends? Those that are putting out the light. When you look at the darkness that has been advocated and implemented upon Americans by corruption in our government, there is no question who the responsible party is and why they must be held responsible for their crimes against We the People, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Hey, folks, it's time to put this in perspective, and it's time to hold said representatives that want to attempt to strip us of our God-given rights, whatever they may be. Okay? If it's the Fourth Amendment to the TSA, if it's our freedom of speech when we go into school, whatever the case might be, if it's our Second Amendment, whatever the case may be, friends, it's time to hold governments, individuals, and agencies accountable. In this particular case, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, it's time to hold them accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. What say you?
Well, it's so interesting. You know, we were even talking about today the sin of silence. You know, we complain a lot about different problems, this and that, but what are you actually doing to do something about the problems? It's, you know, the Bible talks about faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. I'll show you my faith by my works. Because I have the faith, I'm going to do something about what I see. And if I don't have the faith in my heart, I'm going to sit there and do nothing. So we have a job to do. And I know that at the Sons of Liberty, we are adding on new affiliates all the time. In fact, our affiliates have now grown to 117 nationwide, and it's still growing. And for those of you who are newly appointed to listen to Sons of Liberty, or your new listeners of the Sons of Liberty.
I mean, we hold a gun to their head to make them listen.
Yeah, right. No, but those of you who are listening and say, boy, oh boy, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, this is a breath of fresh air. It's like the lights came on. You know, it's the Holy Ghost that's really convicting me of my sin, causing me to do something. In fact, we just got a letter from a lady today who was saying, I'm glad you're preaching the truth, even though I don't always want to hear it. And that's a preacher's job, like Bradley's talked about many times before. But for those of you who are new listeners to the Sons of Liberty, I want to break it down for you. Perhaps you've heard this before, but 2019 has been probably our biggest year in ministry yet. I don't think we've had a busier year, and I want to break it down for you just so you can understand, for those of you especially who are newer to the Sons of Liberty. So this year alone, we've traveled to Florida 3 times. We've done a Westminster Academy, Dr. D. James Kennedy from Coral Ridge Ministries. Many of you have known of him. A world-famous preacher, for all the right reasons, righteousness preacher, passed away a few years back, but he started
big school. Loss to the church, it,
absolutely,
man.
But he started school for his daughter, and we were able to do the middle school and high school students this year. We took part in the largest homeschool convention in America. We did a homeschool co-op group in Florida, okay, 3 different times. We've been as far east on the east coast as Cape Cod, as far west on the west coast as San Diego. We preached in Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Montana, Tennessee, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and more. Now think about that. That's just all in 1 year. You know, we've spoken in theaters, at conferences, churches, on the streets, and more, on top of doing the radio show, which is 6 days a week. So for those of you who are listening, you say, wow, I can't even believe that you guys can do that. I tell people all the time, you know, for Bradley, for most people to have them get up and actually do something, that's the chore, right?
Honey, you're getting boring. You got to kind of like...
I don't think this is boring at all. Okay, I'm telling a story about you, so people are probably pretty interested in this, actually. I think it's kind of exciting. But, you know, for Bradley, to get him to actually...
I want to get excited
still,
about just seeing how this comes out. The minister's of flames of fire.
Well, this is how this is coming out. For those of you who are listening,
it's the gift, right?
It is the gift.
But I've seen the Lioness in you as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
I really like that.
I do like the behind the scenes stories, because people listen to you day in and day out, and they get a little behind the scenes story from me, which I like. So for Bradley, to get him to sit down for a moment and stay still and plant it, that is the chore. For most people, to get them to go out there and do something and preach the gospel and want to go to this place and that place and spread the word, it's like, I'm not doing that. I'm comfortable in my home. That does not apply here at the Sons of Liberty. So I would say, for those of you who have been listening to the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis,
do you listen?
Absolutely.
You know, folks, you know, that's a testament right there. You listen every day.
I do. I listen every day. Please do support our work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And many of you, you know, you hear different commercials and this and that. We sincerely know that we cannot do what we do without the faithful support of listeners like you. And that's coming from our heart.
Okay, can I interject something?
You can.
You got another minute. I talked to a lady that supports the ministry once a year.
Yep.
And I talked to her and I said, that was very sweet. And I said, this isn't a Bradley Dean word, but that was special that you looked out for us that way, because this is the hardest time for the ministry. And she said, Bradley, you guys are easy to give to.
Yeah.
And the only reason she can say that is because she knows who we are. She's been to our house. She sees what we do on a daily basis. And so should you. We bring the basket of fruit to you, showing you what we are doing. We never come to you saying, hey, this is what we're going to do next. Can you help us get to that point? We need to buy a brand new this and a brand new. No, that's not what we're doing. We've never done that before.
That's right.
Never.
Well, this is what you need to do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm going to do it.
Go now.
I'm convinced.
Don't think about it. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button to become a son or daughter of Liberty. Many of you are considering giving your year-end donations here. It's coming up the Christmas season. You can donate securely at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Donate Securely button. We appreciate all of your support.
Thank you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.